Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We're starting five lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We'll start off with a few basic insights to help with this day's daf, which refers to a lot of the dinim of a nafal. First, a full-term pregnancy is a full 9 months, and there is no question that if we are 100% certain that a child was born after a full-term pregnancy, which is referred to in the Gemara as Kol Lo Chadasha, for example, since in those days there was no pregnancy test, therefore if a husband only had beer with his wife one time and is now a full 9 months later, then you say that for sure that's Kol Lo Chadasha. Now generally we wouldn't know that, and therefore you wouldn't generally say someone is Kol Lo Chadasha. Then it's considered a viable child for all dinim and not a Suffolk Nafal. However, if a child is born during the 7th month of pregnancy, it's also a bakayama and not a nafal. In the Gemara's time, if a child was born in the 8th month, then we consider the child as being a nafal. It is not a viable child, and therefore the Gemara considers such a child as an evan ba'alma. It's like a stone, and it's considered like a mace, b'negei a certain halachas. Now, we will also have a question in the Gemara, b'negei a suffolk ben zayin or a suffolk ben ches. The child, not sure if it was born during the 7th month of pregnancy and it's viable, or during the 8th month and it's not viable. Now, Taisus points out that l'chayra, every time you have such a suffix, we should say the rave is that it will live, and therefore we should say that it is a bakayama. However, Taisa says we chayish lemid hamatzui. In such a case, we chayish for lemid hamatzui, and therefore we consider it a suffix of a nafal. With these basic klalim in mind, let's start the brisa. Tanya, we learned the brisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says a chiddush. Kol sheshal lam yom ba'adam. Any child that is around for 30 days, that lives for 30 days, actually means into the 31st day, like Tais points out, Lamed is Kilfnei Lamed. So therefore, Ein Nefel, it doesn't have a different Nefel anymore, Shinema, because it says in Pasuk, Ben Chayish Tifta, Ben Egea, the din of Pidyon HaBen by a human being. The din is that after 30 days, you make the Pidyon HaBen, because at that point, we're sure that it's not a Nefel anymore. Also, Shmari Yisrael Behema Ein Nefel, Ben Egea Behema, we were not sure if it was Kol Lechadoshav. Again, we have a din that until the 8th day, it's already a suffolk nafal, but after that, it would not be a suffolk nafal anymore. Shinema umiyay mashmini v'halah yeiratza l'karbon ishe l'Hashem. But again, the din of karbonis, the Torah tells us we are not allowed to bring a carbon to Hashem until the 8th day, but after the 8th day, we're allowed to bring it. Why is that? But again, a carbon, because we want to make sure it's not a nafal. So therefore, you see, at that point, it's already considered a bakayama. Taisus points out that there's a difference between a child and a behema. By a child, we say yom shloishim is kilfnei shloishim. It's still not added a suffix of a nafal. But by a behema, we say yom shmoina is kilachas shmoina, and therefore on 8th day, it's already out of the din of a suffix nafal and it's considered a bakayama. And Taisus points out that's muchach like this from the Gemara Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. That's not considered nafal on the 8th day. So the Gemara now asks on this brayser of Shimon Gamliel, holy shah sveika havei, if it's not 30 days by a adam or 8 days by a behema, it's considered a suffolk nafal. And we continue with Kuflam Vavam and Aleph, Mimel Hechem Elin Lei. How do you ever take a child and mal it on Shabbos and do a milah on Shabbos if every child generally is a suffolk nafal, because we're not sure exactly when it was born, if it's a 7th month or 8th month baby, and generally we're not kol chadashav. We generally don't have a sure thing that this child is kol chadashav, and therefore how do you ever do milah on Shabbos? It's a suffolk. And we said before on Kuflam and Hechem Elin Aleph, Allah Sivadei Deiches Shabbos. The Gemara answers, if it's a live human and it's a bakayama shapikamal, then you for sure did a good meal on Shabbos. And if it's not a bakayama, and therefore, like we said before, it's considered evan ba'alma, then mechatu basa, all you're doing is cutting basa, and there's no issa Shabbos. The whole issa of Shabbos is because of making chabura, and it's chayvul b'Shabbos, and therefore it's a title of shechita. But over here, you can't call it shechita if it's not a live child. So now the Gemara asks what Rashi brought down on Kuflam and Hayim and Aleph, and it is as follows. Belahad, Tanya, we had a brisa before that said, Safa ben Zayin, Safa ben Ches, Eimachan Lovis a Shabbos, Amai, why can't you ever do a Mila on a Safa ben Zayin, Safa ben Ches? Who cares? It's a Safik. Nimali Mimanashach. You could do a Mila just like we said from a Rada Bahava Mimanashach, Imchai, who Shapikamal, Bim Lav, if it's not live, Mechatak Mibasu, and therefore there's no problem. Amai, Bre Ravina, we said, Anov Ram Nachumi Bazachaya Tegimna, we explain that brisa. Mimel hachinamilin lay. Of course, you're allowed to do mila like we just explained. Mimanashach, you could do such a mila, and there's no issa on Shabbos. La nitzcha ela machshir mila. That whole brisa that says you now do something was only referring to machshir mila by Libud Rabbi Lezer. This brisa is specifically saying a din that's relevant only to Rabbi Lezer the mila, the famous Rabbi Lezer that says machshir mila is deicha Shabbos. Therefore, in that case, he says since it's a suffolk, if this child needs a mila today, if you're going to go and make a knife or you're going to heat up water, and therefore you'll be chayiv either for makar patish Kodesh, or for actually turning on a fire on Shabbos, that will be a problem, misafik. Because if it's a chai, then of course you're allowed to do it, because machshir mil is deka Shabbos. But if it's not a bakayama, you had no right to do that, and therefore you would be over on Shabbos. And that's what the pasuk means. Alasi vaday deicha es a Shabbos, v'leisafik deicha es a Shabbos. The Gemara continues and says as follows. This din, Rav Shimon Gamliel just said, that a person during the first days of a child's life, or the first days of a behemoth's life, it's considered like a mace. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita that we had on Kuf Lamed Hei on Beis. This shita is Machlokes Tanayim, and in order to understand the next Gemara, we'll give a quick hakdama. We know that there are two Yisurim in the Torah. There's an Issa to eat Nevela, and there's also Issa to eat Trefa. What's the difference between them? A Nevela of either a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, which is an animal that died or didn't have a kosher shechita, has two dinim. First of all, it's Issa to eat, and also its carcass is metami like an avatuma. The pasuk says, "V'chiyamus min habehema shehi lachem la'achla hanegeh ben vlasa yitma ad arav." So the Gemara says, "Min habehema, from the behema, mixas behema metama. Only some behemas have a din of tuma when it dies or when it's something that can't be eaten. But a mixas ain't metama. But some of them are not metama. For example, a trefa sheshachta. If you had an animal to trefa, which is defined as an animal that can't live for 12 months, and you do a proper shechita on that, now you can't eat it because you found that there's one of the simani trefus in it. However, since you shechted it, therefore there would not be any tumas nevela on this actual animal. Now, our Gemara will have a shayla if you do shechita on an animal prior to being 8 days old, and therefore being in this period that's a suffolk nefel, it will still have a din of a nevela and be tame, or would you say that wouldn't have a din of a nevela since you did a proper shechita and it would be tar? So the Brisa says as follows: it's teaching you that a newborn animal within its first 8 days, even if you do shechita, it's not going to be matar asay, it's still going to be considered a nevela, and it will be tame the same way a nevela is tame. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they are going to say shechita is matar asay. By the fact that you did the shechita, it will make it tar. So Gemara says, my lab, how come it must be that this is the same machlokes? The masa of chayu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say that the shechita is matar asay because it's like doing a shechita on a live animal, and therefore it's not a nevela anymore. However, the Tanakama holds masa of a mesu. It's considered a mace. That's exactly like the shita of Shimon Gamliel, that since it's within the first eight days, therefore the shita does nothing, and therefore it's still considered a nevela. Rabbi says that that's not true. Because if you're right that this is the same achlekes, why do they have to argue? But the if this animal is tummy or tar, the question should be if the shita is good, and are you actually allowed to go and eat this animal? Lefita Tanakama that says it's considered a mace, then you shouldn't be able to eat it. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Buda and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the shechita should be a completely good shechita, and you should be able to eat it. Ella de kulei alma mesu. Everyone agrees to Rav Shimon Gamliel that this animal is considered a mace because it's within the first 8 days. Rabbi Yisrael Buda, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, savri kitrefa. This has it in like a trefa. Trefa lav avagav de mesa hi shechitasa matera. So just like a trefa, since within the next 12 months it's considered that it's going to die, therefore it's considered like a mace right now, still the shechita is matari. As long as you have a good shechita, it doesn't become a nevel like we said before from the word mina behema. Hachanami here also, by this case, loishna, you're right, it's a nephil, and it's considered like it's mace. But now that you did a proper shechita, it doesn't have a din of nevela, and doesn't have a din of tumah. But there's no question, even if it is mandarim, it's still considered a mace, and therefore, for sure, you can't eat it. It has a din of a trefa. However, the abundant hold, loidami la trefa, this is not similar to a trefa, because trefa, haisla shasa kaisha, maybe the Torah only said by a trefa, then it doesn't have a din of nevela, because at least at some point, if you would have shechted it before it became a trefa, then it would have been kosher, you could have eaten it. But hi, this nefel, since it's within this time period where it's a suffolk nefel, loy hoysla shasa kosher, it was never a time where the shechita would have been mail, would have helped it, and therefore the shechita shouldn't have any ability to make it tar. The Gemara says, b'chitefa trefa min betri ma'ikla me'ma, according to Chacham L'chayr, if there's a trefa that right when it was born it was a trefa, how are you going to say that it's going to take off the tumah? And we know that the Torah doesn't make a difference between a trefa mi betin or trefa that happened later on at a different point where it was hoysla shasa kosher. It says, "Hasim neishmun neshchita." By treifa, the cloud, the idea of a treifa, has at least this concept of shchita in a case where it wasn't a treifa mibetan. However, hocha by a case of a vlad of a behemoth that was just born and it's within the first 8 day where it's a suffix of a nefel, aim b'min neshchita is never a concept of shchita. Is never able to make it kosher to eat and to take off the tumah, and therefore the tumah won't come off of it. Now the Gemara said, "Abaye want to say that there's machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and another man. How many brought a brisa? Rav says that Bryce can't see, you can't prove that there's a machlekes between Rav Shimon Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. However, Ibaylu, now the Gemara asks the same Shiloh. Me plink Rabban Olay Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oloi. Is it true that there is some Rabban that argue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or is there no Machlaikis? The Gemara says, in Tim Slaim plinking, and even if you're going to say that there is a Machlaikis, Halacha Kamaisa is the Halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or in Halacha Kamaisa, or is the Halacha not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tashma, we bring a Raya. Egel Shanel Beyantar, this is a calf that's born on Yantar, the first day that it was born, Shechlanis Beyantar, be allowed to Shechlan Yantar, because you had Kavana before Yantar, that if it's born, I may want to use it on Yantar, and therefore it's not considered Muksa. Now, even though we said before, you're not allowed to bring a carbon of an animal before the eighth day, that's only been a Gaya Kavana, it's been a Gaya, a regular behemoth, as long as it's not a Nafel, then you could Shecht it, and you could eat it. There's no problem of waiting 8 days. There's no din of waiting at all. However, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya. You see, there must be a Manda Amar that's arguing on Rav Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the first 7 days is a Suffolk if it's an Eifel, and therefore you should have a Suffolk if it's a Trefa, and you can't eat it, even if you do Shechita, and therefore it should be Muksa. The Gemara answers, Hachamai Skin, the Kimli Gavay Shekola Chadashu. No, this Braisa could even be like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees, like we said, that if we are certain that this Behemoth, the mother, was a full term pregnancy, therefore we don't consider this child to be a Nafel at all. There's no suffix at all. And that's why over here, even if you have a Shimon Gamliel, you can eat the behemoth on the first day. Toshma, the Gemara is going to bring another Raya. Now we know there's a din of Bechar. A Bechar goes to a Kayin. However, if the Bechar has a Balmum, then Yisrael has to give it to the Kayin, but the Kayin could eat it right away and doesn't have to take it to Beis HaMikdash. That is the din of regular din of Bechar. However, the only way that you can know if it has a Mum is a Kayin has to paskin that this is a Balmum. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue if you're allowed to look at Mum and on Yantiv, because the question, if you say that it's considered Muksa, since when Yantiv came, you weren't going to eat it because you didn't know if it had a mum or not, that's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. However, the Gemara says now, Vishavin, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree, if this animal was born, and right when it was born, you realize that it has mum, and the Kohen stands there right away and sees it, and paskins right away that this is about mum, that is Shazam and Amuchan. It's considered Muchan, it's not considered Muksa, and you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that you see this can't be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, how can you eat it right away? L'chayr, it should be a suffix if it is a nafel, and therefore you shouldn't be able to eat it until the eighth day. The Gemara answers, Hachinami Shekola Chadasha. There's no machlekes. Even if Shimon Gamliel agrees, where it was a case of that the mother had a full-term pregnancy, therefore this child is definitely not a nafel, and therefore you're allowed to eat it right away. Tashma, another ayah, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Name Mishmuel, Halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Halach Mechlal, the Pligi Shmamina. By the fact that Shmuel said, Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, must be that the Rabbana argue Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and therefore that's a good right. Now, even though this is not a right from a bride, so Shmuel is on a mirror and just saying Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, it must be that Shmuel had some sort of Kabbalah, that it was a machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tana Kama. Omar Abaya, Abaya says as follows, even though we said that there's machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, if a child within 30 days or a behemoth within 8 days is considered a Meisor Chai, B'negei certain halachas, however, Nafl Menagag, Oyachl Ari, if the child died from unnatural causes, it died in an accident, it fell from a gag, or it was eaten by a lion, or a behemoth for that matter, Divar Kal Chai, who for sure it's a chai. Ki pligi, the only machlekes is shapir kumeis. If it was weak and he had trouble breathing and then it died from natural causes, that's machlekes ma'asav chayhu or ma'asav meisu. That the Tanakam holds its chai and Rav Shimon Gamliel held its meis. L'man afkamina, what's an afkamina? Liftum and ayibum. If someone dies and left over only this child, therefore if the child dies in an accident, for sure the wife doesn't have a din of yibum because he had a child. But if this child died from natural causes, then l'fi Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's considered like it was always meis and therefore it was nafal yibum. However, the Fida Tanakama, the woman is not considered Nafal Meis because at one point it was Chai. Let's see Rashi. Nafal Menagagai Ochlari, Shemes Machmas Misa Haboloi B'Teichlam in Makam Acha, Divra Kol B'Cheskas Kol Echadashim. We look at the Chazaka that generally it's Kol Echadashim Kai. The Lav Hachmisa Lav Meis, and without this mace, which was unnatural, it wouldn't have died. Hilka Chaihu, Uva Odom Havi Vlad, Upoitas Ima Menachlitzel Divra Kol, Viga Behim Menami Stam Vlad Behim, Sheshacha B'Teiches, Mutabachilu would be Mutabach. And therefore, we don't look at it as Nafel. The only time we have a problem with Nafel was Suffolk if it was weak, and then you have. have the machlekes between Rashi and Gamliel and Rabbanan. So, Frak the Gemara, Abaye just said Nafu Managag Leochle Ari Dira Kolchayu Bar Apapa V'Rav Huna Braid Rav Shua Eklo Lebei Braid Rav Idi Bar Oven. They went to the house of the son of Rav Idi Bar Oven. V'Oved Luhu Igla Tilsa B'Mama DeShiva, and the son of Rav Idi Bar Oven made a Chosh V'Suda of a third-born eagle which tasted best for Rav Papa and Rav Huna Braid Rav Shua, and it was the seventh day after its birth. For Amrilei, and these Amrilei said, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Braid Rav Shua said to the son of Rav Idi Bar Oven, "Is Rochis Le'Ad Lo'Ota? If at least you would have waited till tonight, have a chlimine, we would have eaten from it. Hashtalei chlimine, but now that it's still the seventh day, we can't eat from it." Now this is going the Fishitas Taisis, of course, and this is actually Taisis Raya on Kuflam and Heyon Beis that Yom Shmoyne Kla'ach Shmoyne, and therefore it's Mutta. But the point of the Gemara now is that here the fact was it wasn't dying from a natural cause; it died from a shchita. That's Kain that died in an accident, and therefore L'chayra Abaye just said that everyone agrees in that case that it's considered that it's Chai. But L'chayra over here, you see that these Amoraim held that it's considered like it's Mace and it's considered an Avela. El the Gemara says Kishepiek Umes Divrakol Mesu. Everyone agrees that if it was sick and it was weak and then it dies, everyone agrees that's a Mace. There's no Machlekes at all. Ki Pligi Benafu Menagag VaOchlari. There's Machlekes only by Nafu Menagag or Ochlari Maso Mesu or Maso V'Chayu. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's a Mace and the Chacham hold that it's Chai. The Gemara now brings two stories. Braid Rav Dimon by Yosef, the son of Rav Dimon by Yosef, Salehu Yanuka. He had a child. Begav Tlasin Yemen Shachiv, and within 30 days that child died. Yosef Kamasal B'Lar. So Rav Dimon's son sat Shiva. Omle Avua. His father said, "Savrinisa Kabayis Lamechal. Do you want to eat these Batam Tavim Shemachilus Avol that they served the Avol? That was something that they served, and therefore do you want me to consider you a complete Avol?" Omle, yes. Kimli Beishik Kolay Chadashim. I know for sure that it was Kolay Chadashim, and therefore he's for sure Bak Hayama, which we said before is a scenario where he knew he only did beer with his wife one time 9 months ago, and therefore he knew that this was for sure a Kolay Chadashim, and it was considered a Beria and a Bak Hayama. Rav Ashi Ikla Beir Rav Kana Isra Bei Milsa Begat Tlasin Yaim. Rav Ashi was visiting the house of Rav Kana, and a child died that was within 30 days in the house of Rav Kana. Chazi the Yosef Kamas Avalei saw that they were sitting Shiva. Amalei Rav Ashi said to them, "Lo Savalei Mal Had Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Do you not hold like Rav Yehuda says in the name of Mishmuel that Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel? And certainly with the Gay Avelos, because we know we generally go by Avelos Basa the Makel, and here for sure with the Suffolk we should go like Rav Shimon Gamliel and you shouldn't sit Shiva. Amalei Kimli Begavei Shekolei Chadashim. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel would be Maida, because over here I knew that this child was Kolei Chadashim. He was a full term pregnancy. It might be learned. Mespatech Shloishim Ve'amdim Neskacha. If let's say it was a child that died within 30 days, and then the woman who didn't have any other children from this husband, she got up and she had kedushin to another person. Now, generally, she should fall for yibum if this child was a nafal. So, Ravina Mishmeri Rava, Ravina said the name of Rava, and we turn to Kulam Vava Mabez. Im Eishis Yisrael Hi Chaletzis. If this new husband is a Yisrael, then let her do Chalitza because it doesn't hurt her either way. Since generally we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, therefore the child was considered a mace, and therefore she's really chayiv in Chalitza. Therefore, if you don't do Chalitza, you might have a problem because she's chayiv in Chalitza. And if you do Chalitza, what's the worst that'll happen? She'll be married to Yisrael, and Yisrael is mutter to be married to a Chalitza. However, in Eishis Koyni, if she was the wife of a Koyin, now her new husband is a Koyin, so now if she does Chalitza, it'll cause her to have to get divorced from him because Midrabbanan a Chalitza is also Midraisa Gusha is also to a Kain. However, Midrabbanan, even Chalitza, which is similar to Gusha, is also to a Kain. And therefore, don't do Chalitza, even though we generally pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Over here, we're not going to pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel because she's already married. So, B'diavid, we're not going to be Machmer. Rav Shavah, Mishmed Rav Amma. Now, Rav Shavah, this was before Ravina in the name of Rav. Rav Shavah says the name of Rav. Achazub, Achazub, Chalitza, both by the Eishes Yisrael. And even by Eishes Kain, we have to be Chalitza for Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, you have to do Chalitza. And even though the Kain will now have to divorce. Ravina responded to Rav Shavia, and he said, "Be'orta Amar Rav Hachi, that you're right. At night, Rav said such a din that achazu v'achazu chaletzes. That's what he said in the evening as a shir. However, let's safra hadabe. In the morning, when I heard the halacha from him, he actually was chayzer from what you said, and he held by Eishes Kayin. You don't have to do chalitza, and you can stay married. Amalei. So Rav Shavia responded to him, "Shirisu, if you matter him and you don't go like Rav Shimon Gamliel and say it's asa, yehi ravet should be the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu tishu tava. Eventually, you'll make a mistake, and you." Will even be matachel to someone which is an issa deraisa. The Gemara continues. It quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bandragnus emichalim of the Shabbos." Rabbi Yehuda matter bandragnus. That even though the Tanakhama holds that by andragnus you can't be mechal Shabbos, and the Gemara said, "Allah said vadi deichus the Shabbos v'loya dragnus deichus Shabbos." However, Rabbi Yehuda said that's mut on Shabbos, and not only that, in the Brisa he said andragnus deichus Shabbos v'oinish karis. And in addition, if he doesn't do the milah, he would actually have a chi of karis. So it seems from this, Rabbi Yehuda holds on Dragonus is a Zacha. So Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Chista, Loy L'chol Amrav Yehuda on Dragonus Zachu. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that on Dragonus is actually a Zacha. Shemata Emekin, if you're going to say this, the Erech and Yarech, then by the din of Erech, when you say Erech Yelai, that someone's value is on me, and you have to give a certain amount to the base of Midrash, and it's an amount that is specified in the Torah, which is based on the age of a person, as well as if it's a Zacha Nekeva, and we know by Erech and the din is that you don't give any value for an Dragonus, not like a Zacha, and not like a Nekeva. And how do we know this? How do you know there's no erchin at all? The Tanya will learn the Brisa. Hazacha v'loy tumtum andregnis. That there's no din of erchin on tumtum andregnis. What's a tumtum? A tumtum is someone who is born with their simonim covered up. You can uncover the simonim with the procedure, but it's currently a suffix. And a dragnis is a person who is born with both simonim zachris and simonim nakvis. But the Gemara says, yachal hei berachish, alvi hei berachisha. Maybe, okay, you don't have erchish, but maybe you have the low value of an erchisha. Tamalema hazacha, it's the extra hei rashis, has hei yisera kadarish. V'im nekei v'hi, and so it's v'im. Therefore, zacha v'adai, nekei v'adai. So it has to be someone that's a for sure zacha and a sure nekeva. However, if there's a suffix, therefore you wouldn't have any din of erech, not of a zacha, not a nekeva, v'loi tuntum v'adregnes. And we turn to Kuflam and Zayin Amin Aleph. And how do we know that this is Rabbi Yehuda? Because Stam Sefra Rabbi Yehuda, we know that Stam Sefra, where this price is learned, is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Afanan Amin Tinil, I have another right to show that Rabbi Yehuda holds that not a zacha, not a nekeva, because Hakol Kshem Kaddish Chutz. The Mishnah says regarding the paraduma that anyone can mix the water of the paraduma into it, except for chereshet v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan upaisel b'yishuv andregnis. Rabbi Yehuda passels by andregnis, just like an isha. So you see, andregnis is definitely not a zacha. It's not an isha either, but at least for sure you see it's not a zacha. Shema menorah, it's a good ride. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a andregnis is not a zacha, not an akeva. U'mayshna mila, why by mila we have a chiv to do mila, and it's even going to be deicha shabbos for Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum l'chsiv he moel lechem kol zacha. She says it's a riboy, any zacha, anyone that has any zachris, and therefore, since he has simoni zachris, you have to do mila, and you could be mechal Shabbos, and we'll stop over here.